This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Muzzle is more than an Apple MDM. Muzzle is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mozle.com. That's business.mozle.com. Thanks to Mozle for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
No, that makes a ton of sense. And I think what you're seeing here is a customer's kind of demanding that collaboration, but also it's sort of like when really the founding of the internet, you know, all these companies were trying to work together. And it's like, look, we're all building in real time. So ultimately what we have to have is a set of protocols that we all agree on. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're seeing today. Like it's that old history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. But you're seeing, you know, some of this just it's the next generation of like building these open protocols, because then everybody can innovate together and it can, you know, everybody can, you know, if you're providing solutions to customers, like you ultimately will win. But you talked about that platform dimension, and I think that's true. And I think what you're seeing, because technology has come so far in terms of like, you know, all the hardware is good. Like, you know, every major, say, networking vendor, they're all making really, really good hardware. There are differences, and everybody has their secret sauce. But like, you know, we're it's like, in some ways, like we're so blessed to have such robust hardware at such incredible pricing today across the entire gamut of the networking industry. So ultimately what customers are focused on is like business outcomes, and not just like speeds and feeds. Like, you know, yeah, I don't care necessarily that my hardware is not just to switch a good example. It's like, I'm not concerned that I have the absolute fastest switch. I need the switch that works best for my environment and gets us to the business outcomes. Do you think you're going to see this you've got that best of breed, or you've got that, you know, hey, I'm going to buy the best firewall, the best switches, the best APs, the best device management versus buying everything from one vendor. Do you think that like you're going to see just a mix in that, or do you think that, you know, customers are just going to have a gamut of it and AI agents are going to be that unifying layer to make it simple for them?
So we are not saying that best of breed is dead, right? Customers will still get to choose the best firewall, the best Wi-Fi, and the best hardware. Of course, we at Cisco have the best firewall, the best Wi-Fi, and we have the entire portfolio to meet our customers' needs. But having said that, what's changing is where the value actually lives, right? And in a very, very manual world, the value actually comes from the individual products. In the world of agentic ops, the value actually comes from systems that work together to deliver outcomes our customers actually need. So how well can you see, how well can you reason, and how well can you act across domain architecture? Like I mentioned previously, AI agents cannot fix things they cannot understand. They need high fidelity signals and shared context from across the network, across security, cloud, across all devices, not just raw signals, but a very coherent, real-time model of the environment. That doesn't require one vendor for everything, but it does require a shared, a very coherent view in terms of what is actually happening. And so this is not about forcing a single stack. It's about establishing a shared operational layer where problems actually get understood. They get reasoned over and they get resolved, rather than managing 10 separate tools, which don't actually talk to each other. So our Cisco's platform approach is about unifying management, unifying observability, security, and all AI agents in one place while remaining open through the MCP and APIs to integrate with the other vendors. And the goal is to expand the customer choice, not actually to limit it, so that we can provide more flexibility, more interoperability, and ultimately superior outcomes, because the system can finally operate as a system.
No, I think that makes sense, because I think what you're seeing here is, and it's always that gamut of like, how do you stay ahead of breaches and hackers and et cetera. And if AI is a superpower for them, it has to be a superpower for customers as well. And I think it just makes sense that unifying layer, I think, is that's the vision. That's what I'm seeing. It's like I'm seeing this as like this is the new protocol level. That makes a ton of sense. In your predictions, you talk about like industrial IoT and obviously in sensors are getting so low cost here that can do a ton of new things. How do you like and that kind of creates another issue in terms of like how do you prioritize traffic and you've got capacity concerns and how do you see AI agents being involved here to knowing how to prioritize traffic of like a sensor call versus a Zoom call that may be mission critical for a business deal? But then like, you know, how do you think agentic AI and AI agents are going to help here without me like having to write complex policy rules day in and day out? But just kind of like, hey, make sure everybody has the best experience possible, but prioritize these things.
So industrial environments like industrial IoT is where everything gets tested first. When you spend time with the manufacturers, you realize very, very quickly, there is no room for error, right? These operations don't stop. Everything is moving all the time. And the expectation is very simple. Keep the flow going. And increasingly, that flow depends on a single wireless environment. Manufacturers don't want separate networks or machines and people. They want one network that supports both without having any kind of trade-offs. So yes, an agent can automatically prioritize a safety sensor over a meeting. Not because you wrote a perfect rule, but because the system understands what matters the most. And agents can effectively prioritize, but not through endless handwritten rules, right? So agentic networks move from static policies to, like I said, outcome-driven intent. The network builds a live operational model. It understands the devices in context. What are they? What do they support? What happens if they actually fail? And OT and IT gets handled together, not separately. So safety sensors, robots, iPads on forklifts, the laptops, all are evaluated through the same system view with different impact and different risk profiles. Agents now reason over consequence, not just traffic type. A safety critical signal is treated very differently than a meeting because the system understands the operational dependency, not just the packets. So the network becomes an actuator. And agents automatically adjust the radio frequency behavior, the QoS, the paths, the segmentation in real time. But like I said before, within guardrails, which IT operators or humans actually define. When manufacturing runs continuously at scale, every handoff matters. Manufacturers want one network that understands the difference between a safety critical signal and everyday activity so that they can prioritize what matters the most and they can do it automatically. For example, let's take Ford, right? Their plants operate 24/7, 6 days a week. And about every 15 minutes, another F-150 rolls off the line. At that pace, even a small delay at the end can cost millions. That's why we are enabling vehicles to drive themselves off the factory floor and park autonomously to remove the friction so that you can keep the production moving. And that is the only way the network is always going to be on, always going to be reliable, so that you can always prioritize the safety.
So I think, you know, if you're listening to this and this is like you feel overwhelmed, that's fine because there's a lot to learn here. I mean, this feels like the dawning of a new era. And it's probably, you know, if you were an IT director in 2005 starting to hear about cloud, like we're probably there. Like it's like there's a lot. But the beauty, I think, here to me is what this, if it sounds confusing, it's because the end result is going to be simpler. And again, it's a bad example. This is a bad example. But I kind of feel like, you know, how hard web development used to be. You think of like, oh, writing, I mean, this is 30 years ago, but building websites by hand in the text editor. Well, today, obviously, you still build complex websites by hand with code. But think about the simplicity that you can spin up in a really incredible, you know, e-commerce website today. You can do that without having to hire anybody. It can look great. So I think that's fantastic. So I think, you know, my last question for our two-part series is if you're an IT director and it's, you know, January, February 2026, you've got your budget ahead, looking how you want to spend it to prepare for the future. What are some things that you ultimately maybe need to stop doing or need to start doing? Like, what's the, like, you know, if someone's like, okay, I believe in this agentic ops, agentic AI future, what are the kind of things you need to be doing today to kind of be prepared?
I think the biggest shift isn't about a piece of hardware. It's now going to be about how everybody thinks about AI. You have to treat AI as foundational, not a side project. If it means that you have to stop investment in tools, then so be it, right? So because you have to think about problems at a larger landscape. So we have been starting to build things around platforms, not just products. The future belongs to systems that work together, not portfolios that coexist. We need environments that can see across the network, across the cloud, across security, and across all devices, and act on that understanding. Visibility alone isn't good enough anymore. At Cisco, we are building both AI agents that simplify operations as well as the infrastructure that powers them. Intelligence and hardware are being designed together. So just as important, our platform is going to be open by design so that it's connected, it's extensible, and ready to operate for AI at scale. And this shift is as much about people as it is about technology. AI changes how teams operate, how decisions are made, and where people add the most value. You can't future-proof with hardware alone. The real investment is going to be with systems, with the data and the operating models. And that's why it's critical to invest in skills that close the AI knowledge gap and build workforce cultures that know how to work with AI and not fear it. But if you only do one thing to start, stop buying in silos, and start building for an open, connected, AI-driven future. That's how organizations are going to stay adaptable, how they're going to be resilient, and how they're going to become more relevant. Because in this next era of IT, advantage is not going to come from what you own. It's going to come from what your system understands and how fast it can act.
That's incredible feedback, because it's not just about the hardware. It's about being able to really integrate all of your tools. And I think in a way that makes everybody's life easier. Like even just simple things that you're doing that are frustrating today. I was talking to somebody yesterday and they were saying, yeah, I've got to do this every single day. It's like, I even just said, like, in 24 months that what you're doing there will be done by AI. My hope is this keeps us and lets us focus more on the human aspect of technology and like just the things that are frustrating day to day across managing all of your tools will get easier and be less frustrating because we can take a little bit of that toil away and that frustration away. And just, again, I think just incredible advice of start thinking open. And again, if your vendors are not talking to you about openness, if they're not, you know, building tools and building APIs for you to connect all of your tools together, that's the hard conversation to have. Because I don't think, best of breed's always going to be there. And buying platforms is always going to be there. But the customers ultimately should have the choice. If they want to buy a platform, buy everything from one vendor, that's awesome. And that'll work. But if you want to have best of breed, the beauty now is you should get the benefits. You're picking the right vendors. You should get the benefits of the platform because of agentic ops. Yep. So Aruna, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. You mentioned something about 40 years, and it's just hard to believe, some of this technology that we rely on is becoming that old, and it makes me feel old, but it's also exciting to see some of these things. Again, just the protocols of the internet have really stood the test of time. And Cisco's been a key part of that from the beginning. So it's awesome to see you all still continue to innovate, all aspects of the IT environment. And so again, thanks for taking the time to chat with us, and thanks for everybody for listening to these past two episodes, and we'll talk to everybody next week.
Thank you so much.